Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Mark chapter 10, verse 2. Some Pharisees came and tested Jesus by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" The Pharisees came with a deviously devised test for Jesus. Even though they themselves could not agree on an answer, they believed Jesus would take one side or the other. In this way, they could subject Jesus to accusation and disgrace. It was nothing more than arrogance on their part, and Jesus revealed their sin for what it was, a rejection of God's word. There is a sense of indignation which wells up in me. How could they do this? How could they reject God's word? How could they be so arrogant? Before I convince myself that I would never do anything like that, I need to look at myself honestly and humbly. I can be just as arrogant as the Pharisees. It surfaces not only regarding beliefs on divorce and marriage, but in every aspect of my life. God's word is clear in its commands and prohibitions. I, however, think I know better. I try to convince myself that my situation is different. I might even believe this really doesn't apply to me. There is no other way to describe my thoughts than arrogance, and God will hold me accountable. In sincerity, I turn to the cross of Jesus my Savior. At his cross, I receive the assurance of my forgiveness for arrogance and all other sins. I also receive the will and the desire to accept all that God commands. Instead of arguing my position with the Lord, I accept his. In humility, I submit to his will. Honestly, I know from sad experience that I will always struggle with the Lord's will for my life. I will rely on rationalizations, justifications, or just weak excuses. I will even argue that his accusations are untrue. This is nothing more than the arrogance of my sin-stained heart. It is why I pray daily, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." We pray these verses from Psalm 51. "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.